Well, a happy Monday to you. If you're retired, I suppose it doesn't matter that today is Monday. For those of you who are still working, did you get up early this morning to get to work bright and early? Quite ambitious of you. My name is Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And today is day 5 of our serving challenge here at Ascension, which is our Lenten observance together, using this book of Pastor Zach Zender's, The Serving Challenge. Today is we're focusing on our fifth and final ambition, that is our aspect, our fifth and final aspect, which is ambition. And this completes our introduction to the 5 aspects of serving like Jesus. And then tomorrow we'll dive in a little further, begin our more deep dive into the first aspect, which is attitude. But ambition is our final of the 5 aspects. And, the challenge for us, I think, is that, you know, those people who are ambitious, oftentimes we associate that with maybe some self-centeredness, with some ego need, with a desire to be more successful than others, to be richer than others, to have more degrees than others. The early bird gets the worm as part of our thinking. And Pastor Zach, I think, wants to challenge that notion a little bit in as we take a deeper dive into this fifth and final aspect and the final 6 days of our challenge, which will be then the final at the end of Lent. The texts for today's reflection are Galatians 1:10. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. So it really begs the question of human ambition or godly ambition. Is our ambition to further the kingdom of God, to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is that our ambition? Even in that, I think we can have human ambitions, which are not godly. You know, how big do we want our church to be? How big do we want our budget to be? And to kind of focus on those things, or we can focus more significantly and deeply on how much service we want to provide, how many people we want to serve, to care for, to reach with not only the good news of the gospel, but with tangible signs of God's love. The other text that Pastor Zach focused on today is Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So it really comes down to, I think, what is the motivation for our serving? What is your ambition or desire, or what motivates you? I think this is a place where the Holy Spirit, having identified that ability, which was Saturday's aspect, I mean, day 4's aspect, that giftedness and how is the Spirit using you? There are plenty of people who do very kind and good and noble things who may have never heard of or accepted the love of God in Christ Jesus. And those are great things, and the things they're doing are great. But really for us as followers of Jesus, it is being motivated by, prompted by, having that ambition of God working through us that really makes what we're doing ministry rather than just social work. Ambition is a strong desire to do or achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work. And loving and serving our neighbors certainly requires that. As Lutherans, we talk a lot about being justified through grace and not through our works. And so sometimes when we hear the command or the challenge to go out and serve as being in some way that we are trying to earn our salvation, that we do this so that God would be pleased and God would love us. No, this is always in response to God's love. We love and serve because we have received God's love through grace. We want others to receive that same grace and come to know that grace through us. Ambition. kind of a challenging thing to think about. I look forward to spending the next 6 days diving more deeply into attitude, and then moving through the other four aspects of what it means to serve like Jesus. I hope this helps kick off a week, a good week for you. And I hope that this week you are participating in one of the small groups that we've set up here at Ascension, and encourage you to do that even if you hadn't already signed up, to reach out to the church office and we can get you connected to one of those groups that will be diving more deeply into each of these aspects as well in community, where it's a little easier to interact than it is just through these videos. Have a great day, a great week, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 6 of the Serving Challenge. Take care.